Hey!
Hello!
We're all in black today.
All in black, look. Here comes the man in black.
It's a day of mourning for the weather.
With gingerbread cappuccinos. That's what we are today. We are the men in black with gingerbread cappuccinos. That's it. It's a pissy bastard of a day now, and there's no other way of saying it. Well, there is, but you know, that we'll leave that to the meteorological folks. It's an awful little cock of a day, and we went around to the shop. Together, it was brilliant, even better still, actually, because it was my round for the coffees today.
That's right, I just realised.
Yeah,
that.
Even better still, my round for the coffees. And we all know I'm a scabby bastard, right? So we went in, I was delighted to walk in, and the woman in the shop goes, the new Christmas edition coffees,
the new seasonal Christmas menu.
The new season menu. If you would like anything from the seasonal menu, it's free of charge. So I was there, I'll have a gingerbread cappuccino, thank you very much. And things got even better from there, because Jim, he got a chestnut cappuccino. He prefers to have a coffee that looks a bit like him. And then...
Oh, my God. Harsh.
And Mike went the same way. Gingerbread cappuccino. We all got a free little gingerbread biscuit with it.
It was great. It
you was have delicious. To say gingerbread biscuit. You're not allowed to say gingerbread man anymore. And you can't see his Netherlands. Netherlands.
Yeah.
If you can't see his Netherlands, you don't know.
So, I was going to say he's gender fluid, but that doesn't make any sense.
No.
It's the biscuit...
Yeah,
it's genderless.
He can swap his Netherlands whichever way he wants, right? And then, even better it got, because I horsed mine down in very fast motion, because it was so tasty.
Yeah.
And then Mike, of course, the big elf ahead of him, it's too sweet for me. He goes, I can't drink that. I don't like it, it's too sweet for me. I wish I just got a regular coffee. I had to pay for. And then I get to drink his one as well. I was there, pour it into me cup, and we'll get a sort of this. So, not only have I had a free day of coffees, and a biscuit. I've had two coffees for the price of nothing, which is an amazing way to start
it's
today.
Literally,
I'm delighted it's raining.
It is Christmas for you.
It is Christmas for
today
me.
Today is like Christmas Day.
I'm delighted it's raining on everybody today.
Yeah.
It's been wonderful. So I hope you're all getting lashed.
What was Mike's problem with his too sweet?
Too sweet. The backdraft on the backdraft. The aftertaste. The aftertaste on it. Oh, it's a bit, I don't know, it's too sweet. It's like cake.
I didn't taste the gingerbread
and
one.
And then when I had the two of them, he goes, you're going to feel sick. I think he misses the point.
Oh, yeah.
The only reason I eat shit is so I can get to feel guilty and sick. That's the best
Mind
part.
You, I tell you, there was one year. Do you know something? He might have been having a bit of a flashback. There was one year when PJ decided to have a seasonal. Now, it wasn't a Christmas season.
It was the Halloween.
It was a Halloween
the
one.
Pumpkin.
And it was a pumpkin spice.
Latte.
Latte from somewhere.
Starbucks. And, it was the Starbucks
so,
one.
And that was grand. So, and we decided, actually, I think myself and PJ and Mike, we decided to, which we don't normally do, we decided to sit in that day. We were talking about something.
Yeah.
It was like, a little mini meeting.
We were having a sneaky off the charts meeting, yeah.
And it was grand. And we were talking and we sat down and we were talking and having the coffee. And then PJ went into, I don't know. I mean, it was like a
trance of some kind.
Was.
I was staring at the walls and everything.
It became a bit sort of...
I stopped understanding speech and everything.
You stopped speaking. You start staring into space.
It was a mad effect it had on me. I couldn't concentrate
was
on
it
anything.
Was it some sort of weird sugar overload?
Something like that. Or some sort of sugar experience happened that absolutely, completely messed with my head. I wasn't able to get my head around it. It was a weird thing.
You ended up having the equivalent of a hangover on the
walk
back.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was all...
You kept going...
Oh, shit. I don't know what that's after doing to me. I can't see why everybody's riding elephants into work. I was in a mad place. So maybe that'll happen again. Literally after just devouring the second one as we saw.
I mean, depending on how long this podcast lasts, you might get to see this. You might get to witness.
I'll just go into stare mode. I'll just be staring at Jim and not able to answer him. Yeah.
That'll be like the shittest podcast ever.
Yeah, yeah. You, Jim, just going, are you all right? Jesus. Are you okay? Somebody call an ambulance. Somebody, please. Yeah, so that's it. So the Christmas bullshit has started. I was coming into work this morning as well through Dunleary, and they were all out in the cranes putting up the fucking lights and all. I was there, oh, for God's sake.
In cranes?
Here we go. Yeah, well, they need a crane to get them up on top of the shopping centre and everything, you know?
Oh, yeah, the shopping
centre.
Not a crane, sorry,
like a cherry picker thing, a mini crane.
Yeah.
They're all out doing all that old shit. And, like, I wouldn't mind, there's nothing in the fucking shopping centre. It's the Dunleary shopping centre. There's a pen shop and a butcher's and a Super Value. Why do they need Christmas decorations? Why does they need Christmas decorations? They don't need Christmas decorations.
I won't have a bad word said about the Dunleary Shopping Centre because they did once upon a time have bins with our faces on them.
Yeah, and that was the only thing that was in it. Like, it's the most shittiest shopping centre in the world.
It was a reason to go. Yeah. Way off to Dunleer Shop. What are you going to Dunleer Shopping Centre for? Because there's a bin there with PJ and Jim on it.
Yeah, the two lads are on a bin. You wouldn't want to miss it. It's right next to the vending machine that hands out Keep Cups, which is the most Southside thing I've ever seen in my life.
What?
You know those vending machines?
You can buy a Keep Cup out of a vending machine?
No, like, you know, it's one of those, you know those machines that you put your money in and a claw, you have to play with the claw and it comes down and it grabs soft toys or teddy bears.
Yeah.
The one in Dunleer Centre grabs Keep Cups for cappuccinos. Isn't that the most Southside thing you've ever heard in your life?
That's so hipster. That's fantastic.
It's the most Southside thing ever, yeah. Two lads with top knots and beards going, you nearly got that one for you, bro. Whoa, you're so close, but so far, man.
Yeah. How much have you spent so far?
Yeah.
47 quid.
It's fine, though. I don't care. What's money? Money doesn't matter to me, man. I don't need socks.
Yeah, I'd only waste it on non-organic clothing.
Yeah, I know it's really cold and all, but I don't need socks. You know? What will I do? I'll just be buying, like, you know, Peruvian coffee and snorting it anyway, so what's the matter? Who cares, man? Anyway, Spinton, stop fucking going on about my machine addiction, right? Everybody likes machines, you know what I mean?
Oh my God, that's brilliant. That's brilliant.
Yeah. So, most houses, that's all that there is in that shopping centre.
Oh, actually, you were there
and
as well.
And a lifestyle sports.
Did I ever tell you about the time in Japan when I discovered a vending machine that sold fried chicken?
Yeah, that's
weird. Did
you
encounter that?
Yeah, and hot coffee in cans. Cans of hot coffee in a vending machine.
They kind of made it over to this side of the world.
They did not.
Well, the cans of coffee thing did. Maybe what? Not hot ones.
I know,
the cans of coffee.
Yeah, the hot ones.
Yeah.
And of course,
I'm not talking about a can of granules. I'm not talking.
Yeah, I know that, you maniac. Yeah, that's why I was getting surprised. I've never seen a can of hot coffee anywhere in Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, me being a fucking dickhead.
Did you try the chicken?
No, I was
a
vegetarian.
I ate
fish, and of course, I was in the capital of Fishland. I was in the capital of Fishland. You know, which that's what Japan is. I was happy. I didn't eat any chicken. I
just
didn't eat chicken out of a machine.
I was just gonna say.
Did you eat it?
No, I didn't.
Did you not?
Even for me, who, you know, generally speaking, you know, anything is regarded as fast food.
I think if someone dies in Jim's family, I think they all go, well, at least we're gonna be fed. You know what I mean? Jim McCabe would eat you on a pizza, whoever you are.
But it'd have to be done fast food style.
You know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, you'd have to be. Yeah, you wouldn't want to.
I'd probably accept a Carvery version of you.
The Carvery, imagine. Give us a bit of ham and comedian. I'll have a bit of ham and comedian on all the veg.
Plenty of gravy on the comedian though. I don't like it dry.
Yeah, because they taste.
I don't like dry whisk.
Yeah, well, normally a comedian can taste a bit bitter. dry and bitter.
I like me comedy, you know. I don't like it too dry.
Not really into the comedians now. They don't taste great. It's them arty hipsters I like eating. You know what I mean? They're full of old buckwheat and all that. Very well fed. Living on avocados and all. They're great.
Full of nutrition.
Full of flavour, them. The worst thing about them is that sometimes they don't de-beard them properly and you get a hair between your teeth.
I've just realised, you know the way it kind of, it's well documented, your dislike for Christmas and all these
Christmas.
But I've just discovered with this coffee kind of thing, there is the one avenue in. There is the one Christmas
element. There's a couple of things.
There's the food.
The food
and drink, basically.
Yes.
Well, maybe not the drink necessarily, that's all year round. But, you know, the foodie thing of Christmas.
But the drink does come into it, because you do, you're right.
If it's festive-y.
You're not
on the snowballs.
No, but you know what I am. No, fuck that.
I love a baby sham.
Sneaking into the local. The usual PJ Smithy says,
say nothing, right? Baby sham in a pint glass, please.
Do you know what
I
do love?
You don't do it. Am I too early to get a decent eggnog?
But I do change my drinking habits, right? I do. Ooh. And especially my local pub, right? They start lighting the fire and all that crap. And if during the day, because we do get off a bit before other people, right?
Yeah.
We have a tendency
are a pair of lazy people. Yeah.
Bastards, yeah. Right, Grant, so I love to take, at Christmas, this is one of my things that I fucking hate Christmas, but I feel like I'm hiding and winning, right?
Yeah.
Is it going, because normally I'm just pointing smithies, whatever, that's it, you know, and I don't even go that often, but when Christmas comes in, a fucking large bottle of Guinness and a whiskey, I love that shit, sitting next to the fire, love that.
Right.
Because I don't like
that's
Guinness on tap.
That's not even that festive necessarily.
I get into the whiskey coffees. I like an Irish coffee here and there.
Right.
I do, and I like the hot whiskey. I like that. I like a bit of that with the cloves in it and all that. I do.
I'd be doing a bit of that now, sneaking into pubs. The usual, no, no. Hot whiskey, please. Make it a double. Thank you very much. Yeah.
I'll be by the fire.
I'll be by the fire.
That is amazing.
Please, I love all that. Oh, yeah, I'd be into that now.
Oh, and it's a proper open kind of whatever type fire.
It's a proper fire. Yeah, it's not one of these electric fires that you're standing in front of it and the heat's hitting you in the back. You know this shit. No, yeah. It's a proper
There's
one.
There's nothing
yeah.
better. Oh, and especially if, like you say, especially if you think like you're cheating the world because you're there before everybody else. Nobody else is there because they can't, because they're doing things like, you know, working and paying taxes and stuff and all that. You know, mad stuff. But anyway,
yeah,
and you're
crazy.
There. You're there and it's, I don't know, afternoon time or something.
Oh, it must be 6 or 7 years ago, right? I went for a walk in Holt. Myself and Elaine went out for a walk in Holt, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We walked up around the cliffs and there was a bit of fucking frost on the ground, right? So I was moaning the whole way around the cliff, right? Fucking slip off this fucking thing of freezing, a load of bollocks. And then, of course, you walk up and down the cliffs a bit and then you're too fucking hot. You're fucking look at freezing and I'm fucking too hot. Fuck this now. And we came back down by the car.
That must have been Elaine's favourite time ever.
Oh,
wasn't?
Yeah, yeah.
She must have been loving the
so
conversation.
So then we go for something to eat and we went down to Beshaw. I says, I'm going to get chips and sit in the car and fucking whatever. I don't know how I'm feeling here. The fucking chipper was closed. I was like, what a load of fucking day now. It's such a load of fucking. We should have just took the fucking dogs and fucking gone home. And she goes, well, what do you want then? I says, I think, look, we go to the fucking Flow and Tide, I think, are doing Scampi. It's probably shite, but we go in anyway. And we went in. Right, we went in.
Yeah.
And talk about the surprise of a lifetime.
I'm assuming this is a Christmas, close to Christmas
time,
isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Right, it was 2 days before Christmas, the day before Christmas Eve. Walked in there, right? The place near empty. I was like, oh, fucking, yeah, the atmosphere of a fucking undertaker. This is great. This is just what we were hoping for, all right? Yeah, go on, I'll have a fucking a shit scampi box and a fucking pint of piss or whatever you're selling. And I sat down with me Smittix, right? And got me a fish and chips came out. And I have to say, bloody marvellous, right? Halfway through, they light the fire, right? Big roaring fire. And some weird sort of half Celtic Spanish fucking band came in, right? And they were all there with these weird, like, you know, like a, you know, like these folk band things, right?
Yeah.
But it's Spanish lads. And they started playing all this Christmas music, you know, like, in, like
but with
Christmas
a twist,
songs
like...
I knew, but in Spanish.
Yeah.
It was lovely. Absolutely lovely it was. Lovely. I ordered extra chips and I had another couple of pints. I was there and the fucking pub was in the dart station. It was in it.
Oh my God.
So we were able to just head straight. It was a marvellous day it was. Marvellous day.
You were sitting there, right, after the whole day and you were turning around going, what's that? A great old day this.
Yeah,
is,
I was there.
Great day this. We should do this more often.
Yeah, now I wasn't led away with that. I was. Oh, you're in a good mood, are you? Yeah. You know how stressed out I am listening to you all day? Well, I'm fucking, you're not in a good mood now, now you. And then the course, what did I say? Do you know something? There's fucking no pleasing you. That's what I said. Yeah.
I find a bit of peace. Yeah.
She's finally looking at the first good thing that's out there happening all day. We've been looking at bullshit like the wonders of nature all day. Up in the most beautiful part of the East Coast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Miserable. In the frosty ground at Christmas shit time. And now we finally were in a dark corner with a fire. And you're moaning, are you? Jesus Christ, I tell you something, woman, there's no talking to you.
Oh, I tell you something, yeah. All the same.
Yeah, oh, it was lovely. It was one of those lovely moments. It was fantastic, it was. And then we saw...
If you get a... And the other thing about those as well is, like I say, it's partly the element of cheatiness. But it's the same way that kind of like... It's a bit like, what do you call it? You know, after work pints or something, or there's just certain times.
There is certain times
when
it's
like a taste.
You feel like you're robbing
10
the world.
Times better.
Oh yeah,
than it does.
Oh, like
you know what I mean?
Like in the summer when you finish early,
yeah,
and then you realise you've got a beer garden to yourself. You're looking out the bay, you can see some poor old misery hole roasted half to death in his soup. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rushing to jump into the back of a taxi with no air conditioning, pulling at himself, and you're like, oh no, you poor whore.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have another one. Yeah, thanks, Jim. Yeah, we'll have another one. Yeah, yeah. You feel like you're getting
brilliant.
Away with murder.
Oh, yeah, they're
it's
the
lovely
best
stuff.
They're the best ones.
Oh, lovely stuff. When you're walking around town and all the shopping's done, or else you've just decided, like I have, that you're not going to do any shopping for anyone, and
which
you see everyone
better
else,
again.
Better again because you've saved your and everyone's panicking and the rush is on and the whole lot.
And
you've no car.
The spontaneous ones are great as well, where you're. It didn't even enter your head. Didn't even enter your head, and then you find yourself standing somewhere, and somebody goes, what are we? Do you want a pint?
Yeah.
Oh my God. And
yeah,
it's like,
I do.
It's literally like the heavens opening.
You say, I do want a pint, yeah.
And all, oh man, I tell you, they are the best ever.
Oh yeah, those are some of the days. Like I remember being in Lanzarote a few years back, walking down to me breakfast. You know the way.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just, yeah. Okay. You resign yourself to the fact that this is your first run of the breakfast. So you're gonna have a few runs at it. Yeah, you know what I mean? You have to taste every nation's favourite food. You're like, I'll have a couple of German cheeses and a Denmark salami and a couple of sausages and fucking you can't do anything without eggs and all. And yeah. Then I was walking around, I was going over to the coffee machine, and I just saw a fella beside me pulling himself a beer at 9:30 in the morning. And I went, I looked at him, and went, what a mental bastard! I'm doing that. And I'm sitting there with every sort of breakfast under the sun at 9:30 in the morning.
Having a lager.
Walking out to the pool with a fucking fistful of sausages and a lager. God, this is amazing. Yeah. Thinking like,
this is how the other half lives.
Jim's in work now. This is beautiful. Do you know what I mean? This is an amazing thing
to happen.
That's
what it's special. That's when you think, you know, this must be what it's like to be a billionaire having sausages and beer.
Yeah, isn't it? And you wake up. Half drunk, you wake up at 3:00 and it feels like midnight. Here, oh Jesus Christ, in the sun. Christ, I'm really,
massively dehydrated from your liquid breakfast.
I'll do that, right, sir? Yeah, just give us a sandwich and another one of them lagers. Thank you very much. Brilliant. It's the way to live. So there you go, So even for
the secret.
Bitter old shite like me, there is happiness out
there
somewhere.
Food and drink is the root of all happiness.
Anyway, what is it? It's exactly 10 to 11 in the morning. Point?
Yeah. Thought you'd never ask.